Yep, people have trust issues with tech companies. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. Bashing big tech has become something of a rare unifying pastime in these divided times. But more nuanced views in our world of thumbs up and crying emoji can be harder to pin down. Well, researchers from the Center for Growth and Opportunity at Utah State University want to shed more light on the attitudes of Americans more broadly and how they view our biggest tech firms. The center worked with YouGov on its latest poll, which found there's plenty of distrust. But in the words of Facebook relationship status, it's complicated. Taylor Barkley is Technology and Innovation Director at CGO. He says respondents made distinctions between various tech companies.
So in our latest poll, TikTok and Facebook were the most distrusted companies, and Amazon and Google were the most trusted.
What do you think informs the variation that you see there?
You know, it's difficult to tell for sure, but, you know, what really hopped out to us in our data was partisan identification and level of political activity. So we asked respondents, do they identify as conservative, liberal, or Democrat, Republican, as well as we had four categories to gauge political interest, hardly at all, and the other end was most of the time. And those who paid attention, you know, most of the time had the highest level of distrust. And those who paid attention hardly at all on political issues had the lowest levels of distrust or the most trust. Another, you know, thing that jumps out to us is the most distrusted companies in our survey this year and in the prior three surveys going back to 2020 are social media companies. More than others on the list, they're dealing with issues of speech. I think the public can, you know, perceive them then as arbiters of speech. And of course, speech issues get caught up into political considerations. So those who are paying attention to politics most of the time, as opposed to hardly at all, I think that will greatly sway their perceptions and trust of these companies.
So do you think non-social media companies like Amazon and Google just seem more trustworthy, sort of in relief to social media companies, or are they representing something to people that makes them more trustworthy?
I think, you know, across the board, I think all these companies, for most Americans, their experience of these platforms and services are good. You know, they work as they should. They're helpful in their daily life for providing positive benefits. And I think, you know, one thing that, I've been wrestling with thinking about is, you know, perhaps using a social media company, it's a little less clear, like, what is the benefit to me? Like, maybe it gives me, I can see family and friends and stay connected and see, watch interesting videos. But when I use Amazon, for instance, I'm there to shop. I'm there to find something that's helpful. And I think, you know, I'm trusting them with my credit card data, for instance. And it's a much clearer, like, one-to-one connection between the benefit I get out of their services as opposed to, say, a social media company. So that might be another aspect.
So this issue of speech was clearly important. And the way these platforms, social media platforms, moderate content also was something important that you asked about. What did you find in terms of how people feel about that?
So overwhelmingly, we found that people think social media companies are justified in removing users that violate their rules, removing content they think poses a risk to public health and safety, even removing elected officials who are disruptive or violate their rules. And, you know, these numbers are at the 70% to 60% level. So it was pretty overwhelming support. And, you know, our survey also found an overwhelming support for free speech, being 86% of Americans and respondents in our poll said that free speech offered positive benefits for society.
Given some of these positive responses, how do you reconcile the high level of distrust? What's behind that contradiction?
I think it goes back to levels of political interest and activity. You know, the contradiction is most with those who are the least politically active. So in other words, most politically active are split between whether social media companies are justified in removing content or not. Like it was a pretty even, disagreement and agreement numbers, as it were. Whereas those who are, you know, hardly at all politically interested, it was, you know, 6%, say, being disagreeing with the justification and removing content and like 45% agreeing that they were justified.
Now, you found a majority agreed that important political conversations happen on social media platforms. This is kind of how they're often framed as the public square. But a majority largely said they didn't participate, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we found this question and result fascinating. So 61% of respondents agreed that important public policy discussions happen primarily on social media was the question. But then 24%, you know, actually used it for that purpose. That probably comes down to daily use instances again. You know, getting into political discussions or arguments on social media can be draining. So, you know, not that many people are getting involved. You know, this is why my colleagues, Chris Koopman and Will Reinhart, they call social media is the Colosseum, not the public square. You know, like the Colosseum in ancient Rome, you know, people are going to see these fights and disagreements live, but they're not participating themselves. They much prefer it as a spectator sport.
Taylor Barkley at the Center for Growth and Opportunity. And now for some related links. We've got the results of the latest Center for Growth and Opportunity poll, as well as past ones going back to 2020. They're linked at our website, marketplacetech.org. Some of those results mirror a poll from Axios and Harris Poll Research, which found back in May that, again, social media companies instill less trust than more hardware-focused tech firms like Apple, Samsung, and Sony. Taylor Barkley mentioned in the CGO poll that partisan identification was an important factor, with conservatives tending to distrust most platforms slightly more than liberals. But there was one tech company that was largely spared across partisan lines: Zoom. Taylor hypothesized that might be due to its crucial role connecting people during lockdowns. Not to mention, it's still pretty new. Another relatively well-trusted service in the poll was Slack, the messaging program mostly used by office workers, including here at Marketplace. Fewer than 20% of respondents said they distrust Slack, but turns out a majority also don't know what it is, which, count yourself lucky. That notification sound will haunt your dreams. Jesus Alvarado, Sasha Fernandez, and Daniel Shin produce our show. Becca Weinman is our engineer. Amanda Peacher is the interim senior producer. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.